It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council studio, heading up to Ramsey County, North Dakota, Devil's Lake, where it's a little warm and windy. And speaking of warm and windy, here he is, Bill Hodes, NDSU Extension for Ramsey County. How are you today, Bill?
Well, I didn't know I was warm and windy.
Well, there are rumors, you know, so. But.
No, I'm fine.
It's good.
As fine as we can be.
Yeah, consider all things considered, describe how the crop is doing and or what its challenges are up there around Devil's Lake.
You know, right now we got some real, real challenges. The small grain crop is in a really big hurt bag. There's an occasional field that kind of looks okay, but I just got done hanging up the phone to a grower who said the first stuff to come up is losing its energy and now dying or going backwards. You know, we look around and we see these fields like they are. Holy moly, it's going to be a tough fall. It's going to be a long summer looking at these things and wondering just what they're going to really do or what they're going to get. We needed some rain last spring and we didn't get her. But on the bright side, you know, some of the row crops are looking better. So we'll see how that turns out.
Yeah. Now, the wheat is, we've seen a few pictures on social media of the 8-inch tall wheat heading out and not looking too good. Is that a widespread problem or is that spotty?
You know, for the most part around here, we got a lot of that 8 to 10 inch stuff. And yes, some's heading out. And then you got some stuff alongside of it that's trying to come out of the ground. It just looks pathetically terrible. And with that said, then the stuff that's coming up is starting to, if the wind doesn't get it, the heat is, and it's going to knock it off. So, yeah, this small grain crop is really worrisome.
So, and how about replant? Who has replanted what up there?
You know, that's kind of a tough thing. I know right now there's some edible beans going back in the ground and some soybeans. We had that big wind here a week ago or so. And we had gusts up over 60. And I drove by some cornfields where the corn was actually up about 3 to 4 inches. And actually, in that particular area, had a little rain prior to that. So it was actually not looking too bad. But when the wind got done, that don't look so good either. But, you know, a lot of this stuff, they talk about replanting. And my comment is, if it doesn't grow the first time, what's going to make it grow the second time?
Yeah. That is
it's a tough deal.
Excellent logic. I mean, what do they say? What the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome?
Yep. Well, you know, the sad part of it is farmers are farmers. You know, they want a crop. They that's what they know how to do, and that's what they want to get. And with that being said, you know there's been times in their lifetime where there's been some struggles, but you keep moving forward and something good will happen. So that's why some of you guys are talking about that replanting, but we're still reaching them crop insurance deadlines as well. So yeah. Some of this stuff is just going to be what it is.
Yeah. All right. Well, what do you have planned for, like, field days here during the month of June or before the, say, 4th or 7th of July?
Right now we have nothing right around here. You know, we got all the research center field days coming up, but locally for field days right now we have nothing to speak of, and the likelihood of something coming up any sooner would be pretty slim with the way that things are looking.
Yeah, no reason to get together and take a look at these crops and see what, you know, with the conditions such as they are. And there's this other event happening around the 7th of July called the Bill Hodes Retirement Party.
I guess we're close. It's going to be the 15th of July is going to be my last official day.
Okay.
But the gals here are planning a little retirement party on the 1st, so we'll see how that goes. I'm not so much into that kind of stuff, so we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, man, you know, when I first announced that I was going to do this, it was kind of like a weight was off my shoulders. And now that I'm down to less than 20 days of actual work days left, it's like, oh, boy. this is really going to be something different.
Yeah, well, you'll discover a whole new life, and we're very appreciative of all the great years of service you've given to everybody up there and all the Lake Region roundups you put together. And I know you'll probably still keep your fingers in that. But anyway, we just got to say thank you, and I hope you enjoy retirement, and don't go too crazy or drive the wife crazy.
Well, she's more worried about that, I think, than me. I like going out and doing stuff, and thank you for the kind words. You know, I did tell the group we met as a roundup group here just recently to talk about things that I did and they need to be doing, you know, like getting guest speakers and all. And, yeah, I told them that if they need some help, I would still be around, even though whoever they hire here next needs to still take that lead. I will not interfere with that process. But, yeah, it'll be a bit different. Right after we get done, we're going to take kind of a week to sit back and drink some coffee in the morning, and then we're going to go to Alaska for a couple of weeks. So hey, we got some things to do yet.
That's super. All right. Then you can become a highly paid consultant for sure. All righty. Well, all right.
Yeah.
Bill Hodes, yeah. NDSU Extension, Ramsey County. Again, thank you so much for the visit, and hope you have a great rest of the week and a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon, somewhere, someday.
Thank you very, very much for the kind words, and it's been a pleasure working with you throughout my career here.
Thank you. Likewise, the feeling is very mutual. We'll talk to you later,
Bill. Thanks, Mick. You've been great.
All right, thank you.